Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Hello, welcome back to Babecast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I was obviously not here last week, so no episode, but I was in California, so I was having a really good time. LA is amazing. The last time I went, I was like 15 years old and on a cheerleading squad. So it's a different experience, you know, when you're older and you get to go hang out at places, you know, like Sir and Pump and Tom Tom. Really had to hit all the reality TV show spots because obviously, do you know me? Also, we saw Brian Callen just walking down Abbot Kinney, which was really cool. And the guy from Walking Dead, who is Negan's right-hand man, if you watch that show, he was just sitting at a bar drinking a beer. Stars, they're just like us. Regardless, we had a really good time. And before we left town, I worked our annual spring concert. Usually happens Memorial Day weekend, but we moved it up a week this year. And I got to interview one of the bands, Flora Cash. So there's two people in this band. They are married. They are the cutest ever. And obviously Babecast is women, but this time we talked to both of them because, you know, we didn't want to leave them out and they were actually so super cool. It's a very short interview. You know, you only get a selected amount of time with these artists, but we made the most of it. Obviously, talk about Game of Thrones stuff, which already happened, so you can ignore that. But I had a good time talking to these two, and they're so talented. So if they're ever coming to town near you, or when they come back, you should go see them because they're fun to watch live, and they have the cutest love story ever. So please welcome to Babecast, Flora Cash.
You look like yourself, but you're somebody else. Only it ain't on the surface. Well, you talk like yourself. No, I hear someone else. But now you're making me nervous.
So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a background. I have a podcast called Babecast, and it's women featured, but you're the first guy to ever be on Babecast. So welcome. It's very, very exciting. I'm happy that you guys are here.
Thank you.
And you're from America, but you're not.
No.
That's correct.
Yep.
So ever been to Florida before?
Actually, yes.
Oh, you have? Okay. I was going to say, are you melting? How are you feeling?
I'm slightly melting, but I like it. I like it. It's better than Swedish weather, so it's great.
It's better than Swedish weather?
I must say, because we always are cold over there, so.
Yeah, like this is not, like it's, I think it's better, especially when you're performing, it's better to be warm than
you
cold.
You think? Okay.
Interesting.
Because then you get really loosened up.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
I saw that you were eating a popsicle on stage and you were like, that's a bad idea in Florida. Like, that's just not going to work out.
Cole
that's
told me that before we started, and he's like, that thing is going to melt. I think now it's going to melt.
It'll be fine.
Yes.
She prepared the stage with it like 10 minutes before we were supposed to go out. So I just thought this is not going to end well. But I was surprised how like much it retained its integrity.
Wow.
Like
impressive.
It was still like edible.
But they were amazing popsicles. I think they make them
themselves. Yeah, the hippo ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so they were great.
Okay, so you guys aren't living in America now. Okay, so you're here. You're on tour.
Yes.
Yep. You were on tour with Lovely the Band.
Yeah. That's right.
How is that still going, right?
Yeah.
It
How's
is.
How's it been going?
Yes, it's been
amazing.
Really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're really great. And I think we really connect with their music.
Yeah.
And they, it's actually, we're actually quite honored to say that they actually invited us onto this tour.
Really?
So it kind of just came out of nowhere, and they reached out to us and said, hey, we're doing this headline run. We would love for you guys to come. And we had never met them before that.
Really?
But they heard
That's
heard
cool.
our song or whatever and connected with it.
And they're
it
like,
and
just come tour with us.
Yeah.
Let's hang out.
Yes.
And you guys are going all through June. Is that right? And then you're going back home?
Yeah. No, actually, we will be here for a while.
Okay.
I think we won't leave until like July 25th or 7th or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you guys,
the summer
warm tour.
Yes,
warm one.
Exactly.
And then when you're not touring, when you're not playing shows, what is your like favorite thing to do when you're hanging out? You're chilling. You have no obligations. What's like the ultimate day for you?
I would say like obviously, writing some music is always a part of it.
So your job is like your hobby, essentially.
Yes, it is a good one.
That's actually the fun part. Yeah. Like, I mean, everything's fun, but like that is what we do for fun.
Yeah.
Also,
that's cool. So yeah. And that's convenient.
Yeah, it works out.
Actually, maybe eat a lot of food and watch some series.
Okay.
Some kind of random series.
What's your favorite series?
Ooh.
At the moment, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Obviously. You guys, are you excited for tonight?
I mean, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
I'm so excited.
It's the last episode.
I
mean,
I know.
It's insane.
And I'm like trying to stay off social media and stay away and like not get spoiled before I get home tonight. No. And I'm going to watch it. And
we're gonna do a little hotel gathering
and
with our team.
You are exciting. Yeah. We have to.
With our laptop because we don't have a bigger screen. Because John didn't bring that thing to connect it.
John. But we're going to watch that tonight. We're excited.
Do you guys have any predictions? Just like off the cuff.
I think everybody will die. No.
Everybody dies.
That
spoiler alert.
I think that might actually happen. I don't know. Like, the only thing that I keep saying, or I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you first. You first.
The only thing that I keep saying is like, just because it's Game of Thrones, they have gotten a little more conservative lately, I think, in terms of like who they're willing to kill off.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, it was like they didn't care.
Yeah, it was
because
like
it was
a main
following
person,
the book
you don't
accurately,
give a
right?
Shit. Yeah.
And then they've gotten a little more conservative, but I feel like there's. And I really hate to say this, but I just don't feel that there's any way that this is going to be a happy ending. I just
I know.
I
feel the
that.
Same way.
And that really saddens me.
I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all I have to say about
it.
Okay.
Well, it's
exciting.
We're looking forward to it. So I don't know anything either. I literally could guess something and then it will go the exact opposite way. So
you never
know. Exactly. We don't know. None of us knows.
No.
So you guys have a really interesting story. You met basically online.
Yep.
And that's like your whole vibe, right?
Yep.
So you guys, it's like the coolest, most goals love story on the planet.
Aww.
And how does it feel now that you're able to tour together and be together all the time? Are there any like conflicts? Because, you know, I mean, I live and also work with my boyfriend, so it's a little challenging, you know?
Of course.
Sure.
I mean, we have challenges, but I think the main thing we always try to tell people is like we talk about everything. We never leave anything hanging. So if I'm with Cole for like, I don't know, doing something, whatever, saying something, I would say it right to his face and brutally.
That's
very
good
brutal.
Communication. Call. It is key. So that's your advice for...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
That can, like, because we've talked about this a lot with each other, and that can sometimes come off like a stereotype, like, oh, communication is key.
Yeah.
But, like, it really...
Yeah,
but it really is true. Like we've known so many couples that we're like our go-to couples, our friends and stuff like that, where it seemed like everything was awesome.
Yeah,
and they never fought. And then like we would be like fighting sometimes. And I'm not talking, you know, we weren't throwing punches or whatever.
No. I know what you mean. Like I feel like it's natural to argue with your significant other, right? Tell my boyfriend that. Where is he?
It's natural. Not only is it natural, but I would argue that it's actually one of the best things that you can possibly do, because what has ended up happening in a lot of these cases is like the relationships didn't work out, and then when we sort of talked to each respective person afterwards, it was like, oh, but yeah, it turns out there was this thing that we never, like, there was this, and they'll say what the issue was, and we're like, how did you not talk about that within, like, the first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's something that you should have established before you even
got
super committed.
Yeah.
So for us, it's like there's nothing that's left
unsaid.
Like, exactly.
So, yeah.
So that's great advice.
But it's like, I mean, most of the time, honestly, maybe because we talk about everything, it's, like, actually really fun. Like,
most of our issues on the road are with other people.
Oh, okay. You guys are teammates.
Not fans, but like just, you know, logistic. you have like friendly disagreements with your team and stuff like that. But we are an allied force. So
I love that.
Yeah.
So your song, You're Somebody Else, on the radio, like what does it feel like to hear your song on the radio? Do you remember the specific moment when it happened? Do you remember
It was so long ago
like,
that I don't even remember.
It must be a really cool moment. I like to ask
humbling.
That question because I feel like it must be like so weird but also awesome at the same time.
Agreed. Actually, I do remember it. And
New
we
York.
Did this. No.
You what?
Oh my gosh.
I think it was New York.
Really? I remember D.C. How do we
oh,
remember
no. No, it was DC, but it was more like we. Sorry, am I interrupting?
No.
We did a thing where it was like
open communication.
We had gone to a radio station in DC and like performed for the radio station, and then they told us as we were leaving, they're like, "We're about to play your song," and then we heard it in the car.
But wasn't that the first time?
It was technically, but I got to say the context.
Yes.
So
that's what I was gonna say.
Oh, you were gonna say the story?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So we go off from this radio station and we go to the car and we hear the song and we blast it in the car and Cole is like recording me to like, oh! And then we Insta story it and somebody's like, yeah, it's so cute, but I think you forgot to put the sound on
it was
the
muted.
Yeah, so it was so muted. It was muted.
We did the Insta story and all it showed was the station. Yes. Like it was like 10, you know, whatever. And then it
but
was.
You just saw your name on the thing, yeah, and you're like, and it's nobody, playing.
Yeah, nobody understood what it was, kind of.
So like, we could have been lying. We could have just been.
This is us, I swear. I'm gonna start doing
but
that.
But the first time that we heard it unexpectedly was we were in a hotel in New York, and I was like, you know what? This station is playing our song now, and this was way early on, when not a lot of stations were playing it. And I turned on the radio, and we just had it going in the background, and we were just like hanging out in the hotel room, and then all of a sudden it came on. And that was like a moment.
That must be
that
a really cool feeling.
It was a very cool feeling.
I can't imagine. And your fans.
And we don't take it for granted. Yeah. At
of course.
All. Like
and your fans are supportive on social media and everything and in person. Like, do you feel the love when you're up on stage?
Oh
and you're
absolutely.
Yeah.
Always.
What does it feel like to see somebody like singing along to a song that you wrote?
I feel love. Like,
I feel super grateful that like something that meant something to us can mean something to somebody else so much that
they
know it as well as we do.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, just the idea that like they can sing along to everything. Like they could get up on stage and just do the song.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We should do that.
I know.
Get somebody up there.
Yeah,
all of them.
We should do that.
Great idea.
A guest star?
I mean, why not?
I would like to volunteer myself.
Please.
But that should be the thing. Like, we should actually say ahead of time, like, who knows all the lyrics for this song that we're about to do? And then we just pick somebody randomly. I would love
that.
Can
you
do this?
And then tag the radio station?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it. That's a great idea.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I really, really appreciate it. It's so nice to meet you. I love your music. And good luck. Where's the next stop?
LA.
We're going back to LA.
Oh, my gosh. When are you going to LA?
Tomorrow.
We fly tomorrow.
We're going to LA on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wait a minute.
Awesome.
Is that?
We'll come see
are
you
we
again.
Playing Thursday?
No, but.
Poor John has to look.
He's
it
like,
up.
Wrap it up. I don't know. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Well, whatever. Whatever. Good luck.
But
thank you so
much. Nice to meet
you
guys.
Too.
Very nice to meet you.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.